be used in so many ways, you know, queer. You can see your changes there. That's queer looking. It's spelled that way. And you don't hardly ever hear it expressed anymore that the queer people, you know, queer family, you don't hardly ever hear it. It can be used in lots of ways. You don't hardly ever hear that anymore. I mean, or either I don't or somewhere. I don't know. It can mean lots of things, and it mean objects, you know, that you may have never seen before. It looks queer to me, and it can be used lots of ways, I think.
If somebody makes up his mind to do something and nothing on earth can make him change it, you might say that he's mighty. Nothing can make him change his mind. You might say he's mighty. Like an old mule.
Stubborn.
All right.
Bullheaded.
If somebody can't take a joke at all without losing their temper, you would say that they're mighty.
I would say they're out of line. I wouldn't want to express myself, or even I wouldn't want to joke with them or anything.
What word would you say? Every time you tease them, they get all upset. They're mighty?
Touchy something.
You would say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
mad.
If somebody's about to lose their temper and you can tell there's just one more word and they're going to lose their temper, you would say to them now,
just stop. Think it over or something like that.
All right. You might say, just
forget
down.
It.
Just something down. What? Just down.
To get the association over with that. Quieten down.
If you've been working very hard all day, you are probably very
tired.
If you say you're very, very, if you're very, very tired, you might say that you're all
gone, give up.
Or you might say that I'm all something else out.
More in.
Or how about if somebody had a coat and they'd worn it for years and years and years and there wasn't any good left in it, you might say that the coat was all
worn out.
If a person has been feeling just fine and all of a sudden you hear that they have a disease of some kind, you might say to, might ask of a, you would say that the person just overnight, they got this disease. You might say just overnight she
went wrong, or I mean, it seemed unusual or something like that. Overnight, it'd be some surprise in it. It would be in that condition.
Well, what happened to her overnight?
Well, I can't hardly express that. It would be surprising, I mean, or something that way, that she would be that way, or he, or whatever, you know.
How about this? If you heard somebody was in the hospital, you might say, well, he was looking just fine yesterday. When was it he
got sick?
If a man was out in the heavy rain yesterday and he didn't change his clothes when he came in, and today he's going around sniffing and sneezing, what happened to him?
Cold, bad cold.